Blog Talk Radio.
They must have thought I'd stop rapping or something. Yeah. Here we go.
Seems like
they forgot about it, huh? I'm still the best rapper alive today that I passed. These rappers claim to be king, need to get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind, God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got cola, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity. A curses. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy's standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
Forgot about me, huh?
Well, yeah, listen to me. It's false prophets on the box, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollin' about you self-made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you tryna take all the fame. But know one day, we all gon' have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Yeah. Do y'all one more. Listen. They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out they mind. I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die. See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God. I'm on my Nicki Minaj because I don't want no frauds. But there's a snake in every click, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money, man, I mean a man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they still don't live it. Watch their bread, if something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Seems like
hallelujah. It's more than an hour of power. Glory to God. I am the host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr., a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, First Lady ain't far from me. Amen. And we are about to get started. Hallelujah. With the word of the Lord. First, we're going to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on today, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We want to thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace being everlasting. We want to thank you, Lord, for you being God all by yourself. You helped us to make it through this day. Hallelujah. And we thank you for that, Lord. Without your grace, without your mercy, without your Holy Spirit, how would we have made it to this hour, Lord? And we thank you on today. We praise you for it on today. We magnify you for it on today. Lord, we want to tell you that we love you and we appreciate you just for you being who you are. And that's God all by yourself. There is none that stands beside you. None that will ever, hallelujah, sit beside you, Lord. And we thank you on today. You are the Most High God. Hallelujah. We reverence you on today, Lord. We love you. We appreciate you. We adore you on today. Hallelujah. We want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. Hallelujah on today. And once again, Lord, we thank you. Once again, we praise you. Once again, we magnify you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up. And this is the time to let him know. Glory to God. If you ain't let him know all day, which you should have. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Little bit during the day. Thank you here, Lord. Hallelujah. Have mercy here, Lord. Oh, God, you so good. Now is the time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where you let it all out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't care where you are. You might be on the subway. You might be on the bus. You might be on the train. You might be in your car, in your living room. You might be at work right now. But you need to give God the glory. You need to give God the praise. You need to lift him up, glory to God, because if it had not been for Jesus, hallelujah, where would we be? Glory to God on tonight. Once again, we want to thank everybody for calling in, tuning in. This is more than an hour of power. Hallelujah, amen. And we are finna get right into the word of God on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles, I'm going to give you time to go to it. King James Version. Praise God. King James Version if you're in your electronic devices.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to John chapter 2.
Hallelujah.
It's very important. You got to read it out to King James. Amen. You won't get the full meaning of what God has to say tonight. Hallelujah. Unless you read it out the original King James. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And I want to use as a title tonight, let's get this party started. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's get this party, hallelujah, started. Glory to God. John chapter 2. We're going to start at verse 1. John, hallelujah, chapter 2. St. John chapter 2. Praise God. Hallelujah. Right after Luke. Praise God. Some people get it mixed up as we got three Johns in the back. Hallelujah. I'm talking about St. John, the gospel according to St. John. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go to a marriage. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it reads, and the third day there, a marriage in Canaan of Galilee. Hallelujah. And the mother of Jesus was there. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's the third day of the week. Praise God. You can do your math. Just the third day of the week, and there's a marriage, not a wedding. The language is very important in this text. There's a marriage, not a wedding. See, a wedding is a ceremony. Hallelujah. We have weddings every Saturday. Praise God. Every weekend we got weddings going on somewhere in the city. Somebody's getting married. Hallelujah. At a wedding. Praise God, but this wasn't a wedding. This was a marriage. See, the difference between a wedding and a marriage, the wedding is the ceremony. The marriage is the actual consummation. Hallelujah. That's when the two become one. I'm trying to be PG-13. We're talking about the honeymoon that happened. Praise God. Hallelujah. And after the honeymoon happened in Jewish tradition, hallelujah, amen, there was the wedding, then there was the marriage, and they had a party. So you see, now we have a little reception. We had a wedding. We had a reception. By 3 hours, amen, the whole thing's over with. Somebody shooting down to Vegas or to some island, amen, praise God for their honeymoon, praise God. But in the old Jewish tradition, this was not so. Hallelujah. After the marriage, they had a celebration. They had a party. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the thing about this party, hallelujah, this party, amen, didn't last like our parties last. Hallelujah. Our parties after a wedding, you know. Praise God. Like I said, 2 or 3 hours, we at the house. Praise God. Hallelujah. They didn't exchange gifts through the bouquet, amen, through the garter belt, and the wedding over with, praise God. But it needs, back in the Jewish traditions, these celebrations, these parties, hallelujah, would last 3 weeks, sometimes a month. Hallelujah. Praise God. This wasn't no average little party like we have. Hallelujah. Praise God. This ain't even a party, amen, like the Hispanics have. You know the Hispanics like the party. Glory to God. They'll party the whole weekend nonstop. Glory to God. But have you ever partied the whole month? Hallelujah. That's what the Jews did. Hallelujah. When they got married back in the day, they partied for the entire month. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I want you to get out your mind of the traditional wedding and the traditional marriage that you used to. Hallelujah. Praise God. And understand this is not a ceremony. This is a celebration. Hallelujah. This is a party. This is a fiesta. Hallelujah. This fiesta going to be going on for about a month. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's read again. And there on the third day, there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. So Jesus' mother is already at this celebration. She already at the party. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 2 says, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. Hallelujah. That word called in the Greek, amen, means to be invited. So Jesus had an invitation to the party. Praise God. I need you to stay with me. Jesus had an invitation. Him and his disciples had an invitation to the party. His mama already at the party. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then in verse 3 it says, and when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Now, wait a minute, because I had to go back. I didn't preach this before, and I done said it before. I got to say it again. As I've heard this been preached over the years, glory to God, it was my interpretation from the way the pastor was preaching this, hallelujah, that they ran out of wine. Hallelujah, amen. And the wedding party, the people at the celebration, amen, were upset that they ran out of wine. And they told Mary to tell Jesus that they ran out of wine. But when I read it for myself, this is why Paul said to study to show thyself approved. If you know anything about English, about grammar, glory to God, about pronouns and proper nouns, hallelujah, amen, you would understand who is asking for this wine. Glory to God. Let's go back. Let's look again. It says, both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. So the proper nouns, hallelujah, in verse 2 are Jesus and his disciples. Glory to God. And verse 3 says, and when they is a pronoun, hallelujah, used to describe a proper noun. When they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. Why would Jesus' mother say to Jesus, they have no wine, unless he's the one requesting the wine? Stay with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going somewhere with this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's right there in black and white if you read it for yourself. Glory to God. Let me rephrase. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me read this, and I'm going to change some of the words and see if you can get what I'm saying. It says, the mother of Jesus was there. Let me change that. The wife. Hallelujah, amen, of Apostle Curry and the wife of Elder Prevost were there. Glory to God, hallelujah. And both Jesus, hallelujah, was called, both Elder Andre and Apostle Curry were called to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. Their wives told them, amen, Apostle, Elder, they have no wine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Stay with me. Jesus and the disciples are the one with the request. Hallelujah. The people that are at the wedding are not even mentioned. Hallelujah. For them to want wine. Glory to God. Why is that important? Hallelujah. Praise God. You remember when you used to go to a party. I say used to because some of us still go. Glory to God. Remember when you used to go to a party, the first thing you looked for, hallelujah, amen, was a cooler. The first thing you looked for when you got to the party, glory to God, was the alcohol. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Because alcohol is the life of the party. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. If you at a party and ain't no alcohol at this party, why am I here? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're supposed to be having fun. Hallelujah. The Bible says, hallelujah, that food is for laughter and wine maketh merry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So this is a party. We're supposed to be having fun at this party. Hallelujah. Praise God. That tells me a whole bunch, but I want to point this out. Jesus don't have a problem with good, clean fun. Listen to what I said. Good, clean. Hallelujah, fun. Praise God. Hallelujah. People want to argue with me and say, well, you trying to say Jesus drank wine? I'm not trying to say it. That's what the scripture said. Now, do you not forget that every first of the month we celebrate Jesus drinking wine? Hallelujah. The Last Supper? Oh, yeah, we use grape juice now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the Bible says they used wine. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And somebody said, well, what? But I thought we ain't supposed to drink. Now, the Bible ain't say that. That's what you said. Hallelujah. That's what somebody in church said. And you grasped on to it. Glory to God. And made it a tradition. Made it a religion. Glory to God, hallelujah. But the Bible says it like this. Jesus said, if your right hand offends you, cut it off. Hallelujah. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. In other words, hallelujah, if alcohol causes you to sin, you don't need to drink. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. See, it ain't the consumption of alcohol. It's what you do after you consume it. Glory to God, hallelujah. Some people can't have one drink and go to bed, hallelujah. I know somebody out there, praise God, listen to me, come home and have a glass of wine at night. Somebody out there crack open a beer while you're watching a football game, glory to God, hallelujah. And you hide it from the people at church because you don't want to be judged. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, but it's just not causing you to sin. Glory to God, hallelujah. Some people can't drink. Glory to God, because they come out their clothes. They get loud and belligerent. Glory to God, hallelujah. Somebody told me a drunk mind speaks a sober mouth. As a drunk mouth speaks a sober mind. Something like that, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. So some people can't drink, amen. Some people can't handle no liquor. Hallelujah, praise God. And they wasn't drinking liquor. They was drinking wine. Hallelujah. Wine and beer are almost the same equivalent, but when you get to liquor, hallelujah, you talking about poison. They ain't even, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And they call liquor spirits. Hallelujah, praise God. So I'm not saying I wouldn't advise nobody to drink no liquor because you don't want no spirits to get up in you. Glory to God, hallelujah. But it's clear when you drive past the liquor store, it say wine, beer, and spirits. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know the devil wants you to consume them spirits. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But let's get back to the text. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. When they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto them, they have no wine. There is no life in this party. Hallelujah. This is a dead party. I don't care how, look, watch this. This is how a lot of people live their lives. Praise God. On the outside, it looked like they got it going on. Hallelujah. Imagine this party. You pull up. Hallelujah. You hear the music. Praise God. You see the people. Hallelujah, you smell the food. Praise God. But then you get in there, and ain't no alcohol. Praise God, hallelujah. You remember, you used to go to the store. I got to go get me some. I can't be up in here. Praise God, I got to make a store run. Hey, y'all, we finna run to the liquor store. Anybody want to get some, amen? We finna go get some. Praise God, we finna get this party started. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So what we have here is a dead party. Oh, we got everything else except life. Hallelujah. We got the music. Hallelujah. So it looked like we gyrating good. Hallelujah. We got the food. We eating good. The light. We got the disco ball and everything. DJ, we got all that. But ain't no looking in this party. This party is dead. Hallelujah. Did God say this represents people's lives? Hallelujah. Remember, Jesus was invited. A lot of us invite Jesus into our lives. We invite the Lord of hosts into our lives, and we are already dead inside. We wait. Hallelujah. Until we are already dead. Hallelujah. Before we go calling on the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Stay with me for a minute. Praise God. Hallelujah. They have no mind. Why don't they have any wine? Because everybody else that was there that already drank it. Oh, y'all didn't catch it. Hallelujah. Why is your party dead? Because everybody else around you have already drained you of the wine. You've already been drained of the life that you had. Hallelujah. Maybe it was a past relationship. Hallelujah. Maybe it was something that happened as a child. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe it's your current relationship. Maybe you church hurt. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Maybe you were abandoned. Maybe you've been misused and abused. Glory to God. Whatever the reason, people have drained you of the life that you had. Glory to God. And then here comes along Jesus. Glory to God, into your life, and he has one request. Hallelujah. I need some life. I need some of that wine. Glory to God. I need some life out of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah, praise God. But the bad part about it is the mother of Jesus said unto them, they have no life. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Jesus said in another scripture, amen, they like, you like dead man's bones. Hallelujah. On the outside of the tomb, it's all shining. You got it decorated with flowers. Glory to God. It's engraved. Hallelujah. And you keep it clean, but on the inside, it's dead. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, quit envying people because of the way their parties look. Glory to God. They party look like it's jumping over there. It look like it's popping. It look like it's cracking. Hallelujah. But then you go over there and see they party dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. All that extra stuff is to make it appear as if they have life in their party. All that extra stuff, hallelujah, is to throw you off and make you think they got it going on. All that extra. Glory to God, hallelujah. And that extra is what caught your eye. That extra is what had you thinking, glory to God, hallelujah. Am I doing something wrong, glory to God? Why ain't my party jumping like theirs, hallelujah? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They party dead on the inside. Oh, yeah, her husband, cute to your husband. Yeah, his wife may be a little bit curvier than yours, glory to God. They may have a little bit more money than you do, glory to God, hallelujah. But behind closed doors, oh, hell is breaking loose lots. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And verse 4 says, Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour has not yet come. The response from him tells you. Hallelujah. I didn't come here to perform miracles. That's not what I'm here for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is a party. This is a celebration. I came to celebrate. Glory to God. When people get saved and come to God, it's totally a celebration. But by the time they got saved and come to God, they didn't got used up. Hallelujah. They didn't got abused. They didn't got tossed up and misused. Glory to God. Hallelujah. By the time they come to God, they ain't got nothing left. Hallelujah. Now, what am I to do with thee? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, understand, when we come to God, hallelujah, amen, you don't get, remember when you used to go to your parents and you need something from them? Hallelujah, amen. You're going to get a little lecture. You're going to get a little talking to, glory to God. See, that's our problem. Amen. We want everything from God except rebuke. We want everything from God except correction. Hallelujah. We want everything from God. Hallelujah. Amen. But what God is saying, we want everything but his word. We want the blessings. We want the man. We want the woman. We want the house. We want the following. Glory to God. We want the career. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we don't want the correction. What am I to do with thee? Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember Job? Hallelujah. Praise God. If you go back and read it for yourself in the book of Job, when Job called God out and said, why is all this happening to me? God started talking for 3 chapters and didn't be quiet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. At the end of the conversation, he blessed him. He reimbursed him. He got everything. He lost plus double. Glory to God. See, you got to go through the rebuke. You got to go through the correction. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But God is going to bless you when you come out of it. Hallelujah. 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 So Jesus, see, look at the response from his mother. Hallelujah. When Jesus said, woman, first of all, if I call my mama woman, if I call her anything but mama, glory to God, amen. So one of the empty wine bottles might have came against my head, glory to God. Hallelujah. But Jesus, amen, said, woman, what am I going to do with you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. My time ain't came yet. I ain't here for this, glory to God. Hallelujah. This is an unscheduled miracle. Glory to God. Because this was supposed to be a celebration, glory to God. But y'all ain't got no life here to celebrate. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. But Jesus' mother in verse 5 said, his mother said, this is the most powerful. I got to stop. This is the most powerful scripture in the Word. Hallelujah. Watch what say. Hallelujah. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. Oh, my God. You don't need to read the rest of the Bible. I don't say it like that. Hallelujah. I know y'all don't get mad. You don't need to read the rest. Hallelujah. Mary told you, whatever Jesus tells you to do, hallelujah, do it. Case closed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't need to know nothing else, but I just need to obey what God is telling me to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if I obey him, he will replenish, amen, the life that has been used up by people. Praise God. Hallelujah. People, you allow people to drink. You invited these other people. Jesus, Lord help, why was Jesus the last one called? Why is Jesus the last one we call? We call everybody else. Hallelujah. And they don't do nothing but use you up. And when you all used up, now you want to, oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Now you want to call on the name of the Lord. Now you want to call on Jesus. After you've tried everything else, hallelujah, now you want to try God. Why don't you try God first next time? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatsoever. Oh, my, that could be anything. That could be anything. Remember, he told the Hebrew children, all I want y'all to do is walk around Jericho. Hallelujah. I want you to do it once a day, 7 days a week. And at the end, amen, when you do it that last day, I want you to play the instruments and watch what happens. Don't you know the whole time they walked around that wall, the whole 7 days, didn't a pebble fall off that wall? It looked like they were doing something for nothing, wasting time. They were looking foolish. Hallelujah. The late great Pastor Alexis, amen, said, amen, something, we look stupid. Hallelujah, praising God. We look stupid magnifying God. We look stupid thanking God, but now is a good time to look stupid. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. That's why Paul said our ways are foolish. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatsoever he say unto you, do it. And there were 6 pots of stone after the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Hallelujah. These are the pots that were used, amen, in the ceremonial washing. Remember when Jesus lay feet? Hallelujah. These were pots, amen, used, amen, for that ceremony, glory to God, hallelujah. And the Bible says they were containing hallelujah, each containing, hallelujah, amen, two or three frankincense apiece, hallelujah, praise God, amen. So it was already some residue, hallelujah, in these pots, glory to God. Hallelujah. It was already something in it. Hallelujah. But remember, this was used in the sanctification of the purifying of the Jews. Glory to God. So Jesus gave them instruction. See, everybody, I felt like I was tied to. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because I grew up, amen, even the Bible says, the title is Jesus, Water, and it says, Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. Hallelujah. With water. With water. Wait a minute, God. Maybe you don't understand. This is where we be at. Hallelujah. My marriage, my children have no respect. My is going nowhere. I'm asking for these things to be reversed and getting more of what I already have. What? Glory to God. I'm already depressed, and you saying, well, fill it up with that. What? Excuse me? But maybe you don't understand. There ain't no wine. Glory to God. We got plenty of water. Praise God. Hallelujah. But no, the Lord's and I want you to work with this water. You have to work with water. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Remember when Jesus was talking about forgiveness, and they said, increase our faith, and he said, if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, pay into this tree, be uprooted by its roots, and throw yourself in the sea, and just don't pay. To God, hallelujah, amen. What is he saying? He's saying you already got enough faith. You just got to use what you already, Lord have mercy. It's like a muscle, glory to God, hallelujah. If you don't never work that muscle, how's it going to get bigger? The rock is only as big as he is, hallelujah, because he kept working at the same muscles. He didn't go get muscle implants. He didn't go get plastic surgery. That I know of, glory to God. Hallelujah. He got in the gym. See, your faith got to get in the gym. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your kids ain't going to miraculously turn overnight. Hallelujah. They skipping school today. They having sex today. They cheating on tests today. Hallelujah. And you expect them to be all right tomorrow. Was you all right the next day? The Lord says. How long was you in your mess? Glory to God. Hallelujah. How long did people work with your water? Hallelujah. I want you to imagine this because they didn't have running water like we do. They had a well. They might have had a river, maybe a lake they had to go to, and they had a bucket, and they had to go back and forth. Hallelujah. Amen. It didn't happen within a matter of minutes. This could have taken hours, praise God, for them to go back and forth, packing, and this water ain't turned to wine. Oh, glory to God. Some of us get frustrated in the process because it's not changing. That's the matter. Hallelujah. It's not changing fast enough. I'm working with the water gave me, glory to God. I'm working with these bad kids. Hallelujah. I'm working with a man who screwed up husband. Hallelujah. I'm working with these people on the job. I'm working with these people at the church. I'm working with them, Lord, but ain't nothing changing yet. What if they would have got to the fifth pot and said, you know what, this ain't working. Hallelujah. I want to point out to you, Jesus ain't moved yet. Praise God. Jesus ain't touched nothing yet. Hallelujah, praise God. Everything that's going on right now is in the hands of the servants. Oh, glory to God. It's in the hands of the servants. See, everything that's going on in your life right now is in your hands. Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm giving you instruction on what to do. Hallelujah. You waiting on Jesus to do the miracle.
and he waiting on you to finish your instruction.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah. But why it ain't happy? Because you didn't finish. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, fill water pots with water, and they filled them to the brim.
That means to the top.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. To the top. Hallelujah. That means nothing else fit in there. That's how full it was. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, a lot of us ain't full. We walk around, right? I done had all I can take. No, you haven't. I can't take no more of this. Yeah, you can. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The problem is you don't want to deal with it. Oh, Lord. You don't want to deal with the water because it's too strenuous for you. I'm walking back and forth. My back hurt. Arms hurt from carrying this bucket. I got cramps in my face. You know, we complain. Oh, I'm tired of dealing with him. All he do is complain. All he do is fuss. Oh, I'm tired of dealing with her. She won't never shut up. Oh, I'm tired of dealing with these kids. They just keep running amok. I'm tired of dealing with people. Hallelujah. They just even. I'm tired. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God say you got to keep dealing with it. Get the life back that you hate. Hallelujah. The life that they used up. Praise God. See, God's trying to show you, you can get your life back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you simply follow the instruction, you don't have to deal with this. And especially those of us that say, God got a call it on me. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. Hallelujah. Well, you're going to have to deal with some stuff. Glory to God. It ain't easy being up there. Because when you up there, it's easier for them to throw rocks at you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's easier for them to throw rocks at you because you up there. Everybody can see you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you got to deal with them rocks. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch this. Praise God. Verse. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. I still ain't seen Jesus touch a water pot, a bucket, a cup. Everything going on right now is in the hands of the servants. Oh, God. God is saying your miracle is in your hands tonight. All you got to do is follow the instruction that I have given you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. It's in your hands. He said, remember when I broke the bread and I had the fish and it was 5,000 of them and I started breaking it, but then I handed it over to them. I handed it to the disciples and they began to break it. Hallelujah. See, sometimes I'm trying to take it out of my hands. I'm trying to put it into yours. I'm trying to tell you, hallelujah, that it's your hands. Glory to God. If you do what I tell you to do, hallelujah, then you will see the manifestation. Praise God. You waiting on me to produce the manifestation, and I'm waiting on you. Oh, glory God. Hallelujah. So he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. Hallelujah. In other words, take it to the master, the host of the party. Hallelujah. Praise God. The one that's hosting the party, take it to him. Hallelujah. Verse 9. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, he didn't know where it came from. As far as he knew, they got a wine. Hallelujah. And he was content. See, that's not our problem. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of us get to a place and we are content in that place. I'm just used up. Over with. That part of me is dead and gone. Hallelujah. Praise God. I ain't going to never be that open no. I ain't going to be never that giving no more. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because when I gave, I got used up. Time I gave my heart to somebody, they broke it. Hallelujah. Every time I gave my love to somebody, they misused it. Hallelujah. Every time I trusted somebody, they stabbed me in the back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm content with where I'm at right now. Hold up. But now you're telling me it's some more wine.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. What do you say? Hallelujah. It say, but the servants which drew the water knew. See, only certain people going to know what you've been through.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because they the only ones that was there with you. Hallelujah. They was the only ones with you helping you pack that water. Hallelujah. Help to console you. Your kids can come home at night and you was praying they wasn't in jail or in the hospital. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. When your husband didn't come home, hallelujah, amen, and you looked on the news and you knew that strip club he went to got shot up that night and you was praying that he made it home. See, a lot of people don't know what you've been through. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They see where you at, but they don't know where you were. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, you got to go through some stuff to get where you at.
Yes, you do.
Hallelujah. This ain't nothing that you get. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. This party was out of wine. It was no more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the servants followed the instructions. Hallelujah. And they drew it to him. Look what he said. Person and said unto him, every man at the beginning don't set forth good wine. Hallelujah. At the beginning, you give me your best. Glory to God. When we first meet, I'm giving you my best. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Because I'm trying to make a good first impression. Hallelujah. Praise God. But watch this. And when men are well drunk, when I got you when I done tricked you real good. Hallelujah. When I got you fooled. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then, which works. In other words, then I let you see the real me. I let you see how mean and hateful I am. Hallelujah. Praise God. I let you see how I like to cuss people out and give them the finger when I'm on the highway. Hallelujah. Praise God. I let you see that I'm a one-eyed and a demonizer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I let you see all that after I done fooled you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But watch this. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You waited. And you got better. Oh, Lord have mercy. See, most people I meet, they get worse. Hallelujah. I meet the preacher, and he's all glory, hallelujah. Listen, the God is good, bad, and to Sister So-and-so walked by, and then Lord have mercy. He said, when she walked by, ain't have nothing to do with the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It was all good. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Till the boy came around and then Sister so-and-so really show up. Praise God. You were shocked. I didn't believe you did that for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what most people do. What Chris Rock say? You go out on a date with somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're not meeting them. Hallelujah, you meet me with
save your money and you're
going to
save all
the hallelujah, you're meeting the people that I'm with. It ain't me. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. That's the problem with relationships. I'm going to finish with the Lord say touch on this. That's the problem with relationships. Hallelujah. You didn't let them know you didn't like them eating off your plate when y'all first met. You let them do it. You let them drink out your drink. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Why? Because you was trying to get it in good. Oh, y'all like, hallelujah, pray. You was trying to get in good. You was putting your best foot forward. Hallelujah. You didn't let them see you without your makeup on. You couldn't believe that was your real hair. Praise God, hallelujah. And then into the relationship, you start unraveling. Hallelujah, praise God. And then 7 years later, that's why they call it the 7 year itch. Because 7 years later, you done revealed a whole different person than what you portrayed to me 7 years ago. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when we get back to the text, hallelujah, he says, thou hast kept a good mind unto none. Hallelujah. That's where we get this faith, I believe. You know this faith we got, hallelujah, that you set the best for last. Praise God, hallelujah. So you, in other words, amen, your latter day is going to be greater than your former day. If you got to work for what you already got. Hallelujah. And watch God turn you into what you need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to work with what you already got and then watch God turn it into what you need. Praise God. And watch this, verse 11 say, this beginning of miracles did Jesus. Oh, my God. This beginning of miracles, beginning, this is the start. This is the first. Many scholars and theologians credit this being the first miracle of Jesus. Glory to God, restoring life back into this party. Glory to God. So God's first miracle is restoring life, not finding you a man. Hallelujah. Not giving you that dream job. Hallelujah. Not giving you $1 million, blessing you to hit the mega millions. Hallelujah. Not giving you the Cadillac or the Mercedes or the Bentley. No, the first thing God wants to do in your life is restore you. He wants to give you back everything the world and took. Hallelujah. The world has drank up all your wine. Hallelujah. They've sucked the life out of you. Glory to God. But God say, I'm here to breathe the life back into you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you invite Christ in your life, hallelujah, the first thing he going to do is restore your life. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say that again. If you invite Christ into your life tonight, the first thing he is going to do is restore your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's going to give you back everything the world took, everything the enemy took. Hallelujah. You getting back self-esteem tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You getting back salvation tonight. Hallelujah. You getting back self-respect on tonight. Hallelujah. Everything the world took, your dignity. Hallelujah. You getting it all back tonight. Glory to God. Because it wasn't theirs to have. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to work with the water. Hallelujah. You got to work with them bad kids. Hallelujah. You got to work, hallelujah, with them friends that ain't on the right. You got to work with them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And watch God work it out. Hallelujah. But you got to do some things. You got to make a move. Quit sitting down waiting on God to do it when he waiting on you to do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, Jesus is credited with this miracle. God is credited with this miracle. God made water turn into wine, but the servant's the one who had to do the work.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Uh-uh.
Oh, see, we don't want to do the work.
Okay.
And when you don't do the work, you ain't going to get no results. Hallelujah. If you don't put nothing in, you ain't going to get nothing out. Hallelujah, praise God. Jesus said, my time ain't come. I'm about to sit here. I'm about to tell you what to do. Hallelujah. And if you do what I tell you to do, glory to God, hallelujah, you will be restored. Everything, hallelujah, that the world took, the enemy took, the people took, your friends took, your family, your kids, hallelujah, your enemies, your rivals, your ops, everything they took from you. Glory to God. God, hallelujah, is getting ready to restore it, hallelujah, in your life on tonight. Glory to God, hallelujah. You just got to believe it. Hallelujah. You just got to work with it. Hallelujah. And watch that thing turn around. Hallelujah. The dirty water. Notice they didn't pour the water out the pots that was already in there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He just said, fill it on up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to go through with the process on tonight. Hallelujah. If you don't finish, you ain't going to win it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 So as we get ready to close this message, glory to God, let's get this party started. Glory to God, hallelujah. Go to God and admit, hallelujah, ain't no life in this world. I'm perpetrating. I'm acting like it's all good, Lord. Hallelujah, praise God, but it ain't. I'm letting my friends and family think everything is good, but it ain't. I'm letting the world think, hallelujah, I'm cool with what they did. Hallelujah, amen. I really don't need no life in my party, glory to God, but I'm a liar. I'm lying to you, I'm lying to them, and I'm lying to myself, glory to God. I need to be restored in this hour.
Yes, because Lord.
I've been blamed, hallelujah, of everything. Hallelujah, because of the people that I've invited in my life. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm not blaming you. First, quit blaming God for the people you invite. Hallelujah, into your life, glory to God. Hallelujah. And you invited him last, but yet he still is going to restore you. He still is going to make you whole. Hallelujah. But you got to follow instruction.
Yes,
hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you are restoring life back into our party, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that if we follow the instruction, hallelujah, amen, we will be better than we were before. Hallelujah. Our latter day will be greater than our former day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you have saved the best for last. Hallelujah. And we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
And we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray some people are getting restored on tonight. Hallelujah. I pray people are heeding the Lord's instruction. Hallelujah. You working with that water on tonight. Praise God. Just complete the instruction and watch God restore everything. Hallelujah. Back in your life. We thank God. I want to open up the line if anybody with a testimony, a prayer request. Hallelujah. Maybe you've been through, hallelujah, where we just got through talking about, amen, and God has restored the life back into your party. Maybe you want to testify about it on tonight and let somebody know listening. Hallelujah, amen, that if it happened for you, hallelujah, it can happen for them, glory to God. The phone lines are open. Testimonies, prayer requests, comments. Hallelujah, the line is open at this time. Will there be one? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we thank God. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. For everybody that called in, hallelujah. Anybody that tuned in on tonight, hallelujah. Amen. We want to remind everybody, amen, we will be back online tomorrow night. Hallelujah. It's Friday night, open mic discussion, amen. If you got a topic, if you got a question, hallelujah, that you need answered, praise God, hallelujah, something that you have been inquiring about in the Word, hallelujah, or anywhere else, praise God, hallelujah. We invite you to call in tomorrow night, hallelujah. The number is 848-220-3100. Access code is 299-299, glory to God, hallelujah. Call in with us more than an hour of power, hallelujah. Apostle Elden and Curry will be online with us tomorrow night, and we will be, hallelujah, tag teaming the devil as usual. Praise
amen.
God, hallelujah.
Amen,
amen, amen. Apostle, I didn't know you were. I just opened up the line. I didn't hear you.
Glory to God. Praise
amen.
The Lord, man of God.
Everything tonight, praise God.
Amen, amen. I definitely enjoy the word concerning how Yahshua turned water into wine. Amen. And like you were saying tonight, they just followed the instruction. The main thing is they were obedient. Amen. The wine didn't come until they became obedient to what his mother said. Amen. Because she said, whatever he say, do. They got to look at her. And she said, no, don't look at me. Look at what he tell you to do. Because I can't turn no water to wine. Amen. You better be listening to his instructions. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we thank God on tonight. And what hit my spirit with this man of God, everything we need is in the water. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
When they ran out of wine, he said, amen, fill the jugs up with what? Water. So everything we need is in the water. We just got to pay attention and recognize that it's in the water. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so once we pay attention to the water and realize that our need is going to be met, he just going to manifest it out of the water. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so, you know, that was a blessing tonight. But, you know, like you were saying, when you go through hell, then you come out, amen, on the other side. Amen. Looking like pure gold. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Amen. You know, people look at us and say, oh, amen, you so awesome. You so wonderful. But God said they don't realize what you've been through. And see, it's what you have been through that have made you what you are today.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So we praise God on tonight. Thank God for you tonight, Elder. Amen. Peace and blessings to all on tonight. Amen. And just hold on to the word of God that he is restoring everything back. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
My granddaughter was on the line. My granddaughter, Maya, so she got a chance to get the word. She was on the line tonight. She wanted to get on. She called me, and I put her on. So,
amen.
Just pray that that word does something for, you know. Because we try to want our kids all to live a righteous life, but sometimes, you know, we gotta let God. Sometimes they say hear from somebody else, they seem to get it. So, but I just thank God for that. That was an awesome word. I thank God for you and First Lady and Apostle and First Lady. I thank God for y'all, you know. And just ask y'all to pray for her. You know, her name is Maya Walker. Pray for people in prayer. You know.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you said her name is Maya?
Yeah, Maya. M-O-N-Y-A Walker.
Maya Walker. Amen. Amen. We will put her on the throne of grace.
She's not feeling good, but I keep telling them leave unclean things alone.
Amen.
Unclean things.
This is the hour.
That's right. And God is for real. People playing with him, but you better get real. You better. If you see all this stuff that's going on, and you're in the Word, you'll wake up. But there's a lot of stuff going on.
People don't believe it.
They don't believe
it. But the signs of the times are here.
That's right. Yes, it is.
Man.
Thank God for the word. Thank God for the water.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God for the blood.
Yes, Lord. God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for Sister Jackie on tonight. Amen. And we're going to keep Sister Banya in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just thank God for everybody that's online tonight. Any more comments, testimonies, or prayer requests? Hallelujah.
My name is Regina, and I need prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister Regina?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you on tonight. Hallelujah. For Sister Regina, Lord, and for Sister Monye. Hallelujah. We know these two sisters, Lord, and you know their each individual need. Hallelujah. And only you can provide that need on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we believe what the word says, that when two or more brothers together in your name, you are in the midst. When two or more touch and agree on a thing, it shall be done by the Father in heaven. So we thank you, Lord, as we come together tonight. We touch and agree, that their needs will be met. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for pouring into their lives, Lord, hallelujah, replenishing them, everything that they need, Lord, hallelujah, to walk with you, hallelujah, to talk with you, to hear from you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for making their crooked path straight, opening doors that no man can open and no man can close. Hallelujah. We thank you for it on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for salvation and redemption. We thank you for healing. I hear healing. Hallelujah, Lord, tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the pain is Satan. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the pain is Satan. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that it's going away. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Praise you. Hallelujah. We lift the name up, and we believe, Lord, that you have heard us on tonight, and everything that we have asked for, you have already put it in motion, and we receive it on tonight. And we thank you. And we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah on tonight.
Amen.
He is good. Hallelujah. To be praised on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. Like I said, we will be back online tomorrow night. Open discussion on tomorrow. Hallelujah. Come with your questions. Hallelujah. Come with your testimonies. Proclaim what God has done for you in your life. Praise God. Because somebody else might need to hear your testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we just thank God on tonight, amen. I'm going to turn it into the hands of my brother, amen. Would you do us the honor and pray us out? Oh, don't forget about Morning Glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hosted by the Apostle. Hallelujah, amen. And the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Wake up, amen. Hallelujah of Jesus in the morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get that anointing in the morning. Hallelujah. Get that Holy Spirit. And take it to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back. I'm going to turn it into the hands of my brother, and I'm going to ask him if he wouldn't mind praying us out on tonight.
Amen. Father God, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Father, we thank you for what our ears have heard, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for speaking to our hearts tonight that our minds may be transformed. We ask you on tonight, God, to let miracles happen, breakthroughs happen, God. We thank you tonight, God, that you are no shorter than your word, Father. We thank you tonight, God, you said you sent your word and you healed them. Father, thank you for the man of God tonight. Thank you for my brother tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for putting the word in his mouth, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give you praise tonight, Lord. And we ask you, Father, to let your word be magnified, oh God. Hallelujah. Enlarge yourself tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you the praise and the glory on tonight. We thank you that all of the enemy's devices are destroyed and canceled tonight through the anointing of the living God. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. For turning things around. For there is none like you, Lord. All power, all glory, it belongs to you tonight, God. Hallelujah. Have your way, God. Hallelujah. And those who were lifted up tonight in prayer, Lord God, hallelujah, have your way in their life, God, as they surrender to you tonight, God. Hallelujah. Let them lift their hands up to you tonight, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We give you the glory. And we give you the praise. And we give you the honor. For all of it belongs to you, oh God. And we thank you on tonight. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I just hear tonight that God is turning somebody water into wine.
Hallelujah.
And what a lot of people don't know is that The water they had was foot washing water. Amen. Water that they washed their feet in, glory. It was dirty water. God gonna take somebody dirty water and make sweet wine out of it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But the wine gonna be so sweet, you ain't gonna realize where the water done been. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You don't realize that you drinking the dirty water. Hallelujah. And that God has used the dirty water in my life. Amen. To bring forth sweet wine. I wish somebody would give God a praise right in there. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hey, God. Hey, God.
Woo! Hey, thank you, Lord.
We give you praise on tonight. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. It's a peace and blessing to all. Glory to God. Until tomorrow night, glory to God. Hallelujah. May the Lord go with you. Amen. And the blessing of the Lord be upon you. Amen. Back to my dear, dear brother. Amen. Elder Andre.
Amen. Amen. On behalf of First Lady, myself, and everybody in the current family on this evening, everybody have a blessed night. Well, go with God. Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget. Say your prayer. And watch what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. We're going to see y'all next time on More Than an Hour of Power. How many of you know who reigns on
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was going to make it. Bless the Lord of Christ. Check it out, y'all.
I didn't know you go.
Get up!
Yeah.
Get up! Get up!
Forever and ever.
Turn up.
AMJ.
Lost a knife on me. Don't know where I will be. Came when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting. I never had no one to stick beside me. And when it's cold, I know he got that fire.
I understand.
understand that I should praise you.